Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. You're listening to In the Arms of Angels with Dr. Connie. And Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and give out your website for everybody?
Absolutely. It's www.drconniesays.com.
All right. And if you want to call in and ask questions or get a reading tonight, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So I'll hand it off to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. One thing that I did want to encourage you to do is to check out my website so that you can sign up for my newsletter. I'll be printing a newsletter in October, and I think that I have found a really interesting and entertaining read for you that I think you would enjoy. So I'm really encouraging you to check that out if you would. What I would like to do tonight, I've been having a lot of people talk to me lately about how to connect with the angels. And the cool thing about being on this show and being associated with people like Mark is they have programs that they've actually written, and they teach these different classes on how to connect with your angels. So what I was going to do this evening was just let Mark take the floor and share with us the teachings that he has found both professionally and personally in how to connect with the angels. So, Mark, I'm going to give it right back to you.
Oh, okay. So, you know, before I have a really nice process, or, you know, what I like to call like a little meditation that I'm going to share with you in a little bit that talks about you know, how you can actually connect with the two angels. And we're going to talk a little bit more about angels in a few minutes. But it teaches you how to connect with the two angels that are pretty much with you all the time. And I'm going to go into a little bit of discussion about the difference between guides and angels this evening also. So, you know, the one of the things I'm going to teach you tonight is if you've never had an experience of actually connecting with angels, the question would be is, well, I don't really know how to do that. You know, what would be a good way of me getting that introduction? And I'm actually going to teach you a very, very simple process that you guys can go and you know, do and stuff like that that's going to allow you to have that initial connection with angels. Now, as always, you know, this radio show that you're listening to now, if you miss any part of this, or if you want to go back and listen to this meditation over and over again, you can do it over and over again. And every time you do it, it's going to actually increase your connection to your personal angels. And you can get that by going to the website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And of course, the same link that you went to listen to the show tonight, if you go back to that link, all the shows are available up on Blog Talk Radio or Spiritual Connections Radio for In the Arms of the Angels. All of the shows are available for replay, and you can go ahead and grab that and listen to it over and over again. So, matter of fact, I think probably what I'll do also is that I will this will probably be a good idea, Dr. Connie, is that I'll actually extract out the meditation for the angels, and we'll put it up on your website and make it available for people to download it as an MP3. And that way, okay. People will be able to go and listen to just the specific part of it that has to do with angels, and that'll give them, they'll have the ability to do that whenever they want and not have to listen to the whole show again, you know, because sometimes people like to listen to the whole show and sometimes people just want a little meditation. So we'll extract that out and make it available to everybody and put it up on Dr. Connie's website so that you guys can go and grab that. So we'll have that available probably in about a week after the show is done. It takes a little bit of time for me to edit and get it up there for everybody. So, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is a little bit of a confusion. And, you know, for a lot of us in the spiritual industry or the world, we like to say that there is the idea that we're all one and all that kind of stuff. But I think when it really comes down to identifying and being able to communicate with very specific energies and stuff like that, I think it's a lot easier if we understand that each of these things are individual. And what I mean by that is that I think a lot of people mix terms between guides and angels. So let's talk about guides for a second. What are guides? Well, when you come into this lifetime, you are assigned another person to be your guide. And they basically stay on the other side, and they're the ones that kind of give you a lot of guidance and information as you go through your day. I like to tell people that I train on how to connect with your guides, that lots of times a lot of the information you hear in your head, especially if it's loving and stuff like that, is generally your guides giving you information and ideas on stuff to help you through your life. And guides are very, very specific. Very specific. They've been on this planet hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes, and they're generally assigned to you based on whatever lessons or life lessons, whatever it is that you have to work on in this lifetime. And they're kind of specialized in it. So, you know, it'd almost be like, you know, if you were going to go buy a fancy car or something like that, that, you know, you would, you'd want to take somebody who's used to buying fancy cars to go with you so you don't get ripped off. So, you know, it's kind of that mindset that when you come into this lifetime, if you're going to be working on compassion or forgiveness or grace or some kind of characteristic that you're going to come out of this lifetime with, you generally would want to have a guide who has basically had a lot of life experience in that area. And because of that, guides are usually assigned to you based on whatever your life is going to be. And then they basically stay with you from the time you're born to the time you die. Sometimes they will go with you if you understand the whole process of reincarnation, if that's something you believe in. They will actually go with you from lifetime to lifetime, but lots of times they will actually change, and that's specifically for the reason I just gave you, and that is they're usually assigned to you based on whatever it is that you're taking on as a life challenge. Now,
so Mark, excuse me, are these your guardian angels?
Well, that's a lot of the problem that I want to clear up right now. People talk about guardian angels, and you know, I think people use those terms interconnectedly, and this is a lot of the distinction I wanted to clear up, because angels are not your guides. Angels can be there to assist you. There is generally two angels that are with you for a whole lifetime period, but they're not specifically your guides that are supposed to keep you on your contract and to keep you on your life path. And we're going to talk about angels and guardian angels, because those are the ones that are actually going to be the ones we're going to communicate with the exercise tonight. And it's actually a really, really good question, because what you just asked is one of the biggest things out there that people just don't understand. And they like to mix and match terminology. And I guess, and this is a story that a lot of teachers and angels will actually share with people, so I'm going to kind of do the same story, and that is, angels are not specifically your guides for a number of reasons. First of all, I'll just start with the very generic understanding of the difference between an angel and a guide. And a guide is basically, and I'll use the terminology of God so you can swap in whatever it is that you believe. But we're all souls, and all souls were created by God. And souls are all unique. So you're the only soul, you know, whoever you are who's listening to the show, you are the only soul. You're very, very unique in who you are. And when God created you, he only created you. There's no, you know, six copies of you or anything like that. And you go through, you know, from what we understand from spiritual teachings, you basically go through, you know, different life experiences and stuff like that. Guides generally are ones who have done a lot of this already and have basically kind of stepped up to the position, almost like they got hired to become, you know, kind of support for other people who are going on their life journeys. Angels are created by God also, but angels are a energy vibration that has very specific purposes. And each of the angels, if you look at archangels, have very, very specific purposes on why they're there. They have jobs, per se, that they do. And, you know, one of the jobs that they do is they will come in and they will help us. I mean, it's not to say they don't interact with us, and it's not to say they don't love us or anything like that. But in general, and there's a few exceptions, and I don't actually have them off the top of my head, but there's a few exceptions on some angels that were actually human beings that became angels, which is very, very unique, but it's only something that God was able to do. And those are very, very few and far between. Angels will come down and interact on the planet. You'll hear lots of stories from tons of books about angels coming in and saving people and, you know, coming in, you know, you always hear the story of the woman on the side of the highway in a rainstorm who has a flat tire, and all of a sudden some guy comes out of nowhere and changes the tire, or, you know, or someone lost in a snowstorm or something like that. So they will actually come into what looks like a manifested body, make an appearance, do whatever they need to do to interact with you, to help you, and then they basically will disappear as quickly as they came. But they don't come in as your guide. And the reason for that is they don't have any life experience. Angels don't come in and incarnate as babies and then go through a lifetime of a life experience on the planet. They basically are a whole different energy and vibration and have a very distinct purpose in what they do. So lots of times people will say, you know, I have my guardian angels and those are my guides and stuff like that. And that's not true. And, you know, the story that a lot of teachers tell, which is the story I like to tell, is that, you know, if you were to have an angel for a guide, it would be a very interesting guide to have, because there's a couple things about it. The first is they don't have the experience of being on the planet. So they have a lot of love and they live in a place of no duality, fear. They have no resistance. And what I mean fear is they don't have any fear. They don't have any resistance, and they live in a space of not understanding nothing that's not God. So, you know, if you were to kind of talk to them about, you know, being fearful about something, they really wouldn't fully be able to understand you. It's not that they don't love you and that they don't want to support you, but they don't have any basis of understanding your negativity or your low vibration in that situation. So they would just generally would want to move you into a higher vibration of love. And, you know, to them, it would be kind of like talking to somebody who just has no experience on whatever it is that you're trying to deal with. The other part of it is, that because they haven't been on this planet and they're not used to the whole concept of time, and I'll give you a time scenario, not that there is any time on the other side, if you want to call it heaven. But if you were to have some type of comparison between earth time and heaven time, it basically the equivalent would be is that one day in heaven would be like 100 years on earth. So lots of times if you were dealing with it, if you had an angel for a guide and you were in a situation, you know, that you thought was very hard or something, like you're temporarily out of work, and we're not saying that those aren't hard situations, but you would turn to your guide, who would be an angel, and you'd say, hey, you know, I got this tough situation, and your angel would basically turn to you and say, well, don't worry about it, it'll be over in a day, you know? I mean, that might be 100 years for you, but to them, it would be nothing. So there's just no concept of time, so there wouldn't be, you know, even though it's not really the intent, because the angels and everything come from a pure vibration of love, the sense that you would have of it is boy, my angel just doesn't have any support of me here. I don't feel loved and supported. I mean, there's no Wait, Connie, what's the word I'm looking for? Compassion. There it is. It's the C word. You wouldn't think that your angel had any compassion for you, which is actually not even true because of the fact of how connected they are and what a high vibration they are. But so to answer your question, no, your two angels that are with you are not your guides. And I think a lot of people like to say my guardian angels and stuff like that, and they like to mix that terminology. But let me kind of look at this from a different angle. And I know for anybody who's listened to the show, and if you missed any of them, you can go back to the archives and listen to a lot of the great shows that Dr. Connie has done, where she's talked about and given examples of everything from the different, you know, all the different levels of angels. And we talked about, you know, what's the difference between regular angels and archangels and all that kind of stuff, and who are the different archangels. You can go back to the archives and listen to all those. So for the sake of just kind of discussing what we're discussing tonight, I'm just going to say that when you talk about angels, you know, there's to me, off the top of my head, there's usually really two big classifications. There's the standard angels, and then there's the archangels. And it's not that one's better over than the other. It's just that I think most people are, especially from church and religious teachings, are more familiar with some of the archangels. So, you know, a lot of people know Gabriel and Michael and stuff like that from scripture and also from your upbringing, whatever religion you were brought up with. So for a lot of people, they know all the big names, and, you know, they know specifically some of the things, you know, according to scripture that a lot of these angels have done. And, you know, if you talk about the nature of like some of the stories that I've told about my first introduction to angels, you know, I do a lot of work with Archangel Michael. Normally I use the cut cords, which are energy cords between people and stuff like that. And I work with Gabriel when it comes to blocks or different things like that, or Raphael when it has to do with healing and stuff like that. So, you know, each of the angel archangels has a very, very specific purpose. But, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is the fact that most people do have some angels that are with them. And I think for the sake of argument, a lot of people would call them guardian angels. And most of the time when I've worked with people, you're going to generally find that each individual has two angels that are with them. And of course, you can have more angels than that. And if you're doing any type of spiritual work or religious work or anything like that, you probably even have some archangels that are working with you. And you might be used to feeling them. You might not be used to feeling them as far as them interacting with you. Just like you probably might know or not know if you have angels that are with you. But generally, every person has two angels that are actually with them from the time they're born also, not to be confused with guides. Now, these two angels, and I like to think of them, you know, as they relate to me, I have one on my left and one on my right. Well, if you're used to anything as far as thinking and stuff like that, you would say that was basically left brain, right brain, or male and female energies. And I know for my situation, the two angels that I have with me are both, I have a male and a female angel with me, if you were going to give them a gender. They generally don't have genders, but to me, for my relationship with them, it's easier for me to think of them as male and female. And those are the two angels that are generally with you. So most people have those two angels that are always with you. They are very, very close to you. They're there to kind of watch over you and make sure that no harm comes to you and stuff like that. They are generally not there to make sure that you're completing your contracts or your life purpose or anything like that. That's not really their purpose. They are generally there for a lot of other reasons. And I'm sure we can talk about that on another show. But that was basically just an explanation of angels and the difference between angels and the energies of those. You know, kind of a lot of that stuff before I lead into this this meditation that I want to do with everybody. Before I do that, did I cover everything, Dr. Connie, or is there something else that you think we should probably talk about before I do the meditation?
No.
Okay,
I think that I think you're just spot on.
Excellent. So I think, you know, one of the things I want to do before I talk about the meditation is I want to talk to you about the fact that I think for a lot of you, you probably are getting a lot of messages from your angels. But I don't think that you've really kind of really noticed and stuff like that. And I think there's a lot of things that talk about it in science. I mean, I guess I was kind of having this discussion with somebody the other night where I was talking about the fact that I think if they were talking about gray matter or dark matter or something like that, not to be negative, but just the aspects of science, is that that they can say that things actually change once you put your attention on. And I think the same thing is true about working with angels and also just kind of developing your psychic abilities or your intuitive abilities. And, you know, I always tell a lot of people that I work with that, you know, everybody is an intuitive and everybody is psychic. And those are basically, I think, interchangeable words. And it's just really a matter of training people or training yourself to kind of just really pay attention to stuff that we normally write off as fantasy, daydreaming, you know, stuff that just generally comes into our life all the time that we just don't really pay attention to, that actually is a lot of guidance or information we're given. I think for most people, when we talk about basic psychic ability, we know that people have what's called the gut feeling. You know, men talk about the gut feeling. For women, it's called the woman's intuition. And, you know, a lot of people do a lot of stuff based on that. And it was interesting because with the fact that, you know, a number of years ago, I was working on my Harvard business certification. And one of the articles I was reading during one of the programs I was in was something that was written up in the Harvard Journal. Talked about the fact that 60% of all top executives in the world actually use their intuition to make multi-billion dollar decisions. And I thought that was very powerful to actually, first of all, notice that there was some pretty highly multi-millionaire paid executives that were willing to admit that they were making decisions based on intuition and that it was actually published. So, but they, you know, it's very interesting to see that, you know, even in the top realms of some of the biggest companies in the world, a lot of decisions are made, you know, when it finally comes down to it, you know, even with all the numbers and the reports and the statistics and everything else that they have, that, you know, before they finally make a decision, lots of times they will just go right into their intuition. And, you know, I don't think they have the same kind of concentration or focus as a psychic or someone who's been trained in the ability, but they do have that general, what they would call business sense, because that's what they would label their psychic attention or training in this business area. And then they basically use that business knowledge, as they say, or what we would call a psychic gut feeling, to make a very, very high level decision. So, you know, what I was saying about this is that I think when it comes to angels and when it comes to psychic ability, it's really just learning to pay attention to stuff that's always there for you. And to really notice that, hey, I'm already getting a lot of guidance from my angels. I really didn't even know to pay attention, or I didn't realize that, you know, the stuff that I was getting actually was something that I should pay attention to, you know, because we do have so many thoughts in our head. I forget what the statistics are. I think they say on any given day, I think we have 10,000 thoughts in our mind or something like that. You know, a lot of it, you know, a lot of the chatter we have inside our minds is just thought process that we can ignore. But for some of it, it actually is guidance coming through from guides and angels. A lot of it is just information that we're picking up on everything around us, including the people and different people we meet and stuff like that. And, you know, I think what you're going to see is as you do this meditation, which is very simple and safe, is that it's going to kind of open up and create some attention for you to actually start to pay attention to these two angels, which I will call your guardian angels, which are the two angels that are generally the closest to you at all times. And this allows you to have communication with them and allows you to start to work with angels if you've never done it before. And it's a really neat and simple process. So what I'm going to do is I'm just checking my notes here. I want to make sure I covered all the bases with everybody. One of the things I want to say is that once you connect with your angels and do this meditation, you're going to notice that you're going to actually start to see more messages. And that, if you were to think of it, for a lot of people who might have that initial connection with their angels, by doing this meditation, you're actually going to see communication with your angels increase. And some of it has to do with the process. This actual process that I'm sharing with you was actually was downloaded to me from Metatron, which is one of the archangels. It was actually channeled to me. Channeling means that I sit in a meditation state and I'm basically given step-by-step instructions to go off and teach people. And
also, Mark, Metatron was also one of the humans that became an angel.
Yeah, so, I was trying to think who the archangels were.
Metatron and Sandalphon. But
thank you.
The reason, you're welcome, but I just wanted to point out that the reason that you got it from Metatron is because in order to be able to connect, there has to be that human experience of being able to make that transition into the realm of the angels, where the angels wouldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you would get it from an angel that used to be human, because this is something that he's very well, very well versed on. So you got it from a really good source. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I always like to do is I like to kind of set some groundwork for everybody, because I think a lot of people do not get information, even when they are trained in psychic or angel work, because of the fact that they have a attachment to the outcome of how they expect information is going to come through. I think everybody wants to have I think if everybody had their way, I think you'd almost want the angel to kind of walk into the room you're in and stand before you so you could physically see them, just like your friends and everybody else, and start talking to you. I mean, who wouldn't love to have that experience? But I think, except for a couple of different very, very specific stuff that's happened, some of the stories I was telling earlier, generally, angels are not going to appear to you. So, I think a lot of people have certain expectations on what they're going to see. I mean, for a lot of people, they want to actually hear a voice inside their head, but sometimes information is going to come to you in different ways. And I think one of the best ways, I think one of the reasons that a lot of people don't get psychic information or they don't get angel information is they have a expectation or an attachment to how that information is going to show up. And I think for each person, as far as, because I've done a lot of training with hundreds and hundreds of people to become psychics and intuitives, and one of the things that I notice, and I can tell you for sure from working with lots of people, is that every kind of person will get information in their own way. And, not all of it is going to be the voice in the head or the visual thing appearing to you in front of your face. So, one of the first things I want to tell you is just kind of not have an expectation on how that information is going to show up. I think it would be really cool if you could actually see things. I think it'd be really great if you could actually hear, an angel come in your ear and go, "Hi, I've been here all this time. I'm here to help you," and that would be great. But lots of times, and this kind of gets into some basic teachings about intuitive abilities, people, and if you've studied anything in spirituality, you probably have heard some of these terms before. Some people know things. Like, lots of times when I communicate with angels, I don't actually hear anything. I just automatically know. If I ask a question, a knowing automatically comes in, because I know it's coming from an angel, I know that angel's giving me that information, but I don't actually hear it. Some people hear stuff. Some people can see it. When I say see it, it's not that they physically see it. They will actually see it in their mind's eye, almost like imagination, like a movie unfolding. Some people get symbols and have a whole symbolism thing set up. A lot of mediums work that way. Mediums are people who communicate with people who have passed over. And lots of times, lots of people actually work on symbolism. So they know, well, if I see a bridge, or if I get the sense of a bridge in my mind, that generally means that there's a communication or a new contract, or you know, they have a whole meaning structure behind symbols. So lots of times for people who work at that level, they'll get six or seven symbols in a second given to them, and that somehow will piece together in some type of message that they need to understand. Some people feel things and get a sense of things, and you just generally know that if I get a sense of one way, it means something, and if I get a sense of something else, like in parts of my body, it generally will mean something else. And then that becomes their method of interpretation. It's almost like your different ways that you get information is kind of like a translator for you for communication from the angels or from your guides or from other different spiritual teachers. So we have a knowing, we have a hearing, we have a seeing in third eye, we have a feeling. Some people actually taste. Medical intuitives, some of them are actually like that. I know for me, I have a smell. Like I can actually smell when I'm near people, I can smell when they're on medicines. Or if they're going through chemo or if they're on penicillin, I can generally smell it. So some people have a sense of smell. So it's all about senses and how you're going to get the information. And like I said, I think lots of reasons why you might be missing it is that you're really having an expectation that you almost want that, you know, that being to appear before your eyes, and that's not how you're going to get your information. And you're probably hearing it or you're getting it as a knowing. You're just totally ignoring it because you're standing there going, okay, well, I'm waiting for this angel to walk through the wall. I'm not seeing my angel. I'm not getting any messages from my angel. I'm the whole time getting all this communication in your mind that you're not paying attention to. So before I get into this meditation and everything like that, I want to just kind of do a quick commercial break. So just want to let you know you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. Go ahead and give out your website. I think drconniesays.com.
Right. www.drconniesays.com.
And you're listening to us on Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this radio show or any other shows that we do during the week, you can go to the website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And like I said, the archives are up there on Spiritual Connections at Blog Talk Radio. All the shows are in the archives. You can go back and listen to them. And as we mentioned earlier, this meditation I'm about to do with you, we're going to make available on Dr. Connie's website in about a week. So you can go ahead and listen, download that. And until we get it up on her website, you can go ahead and grab it out of the archives. You'll just have to jump ahead to the part of the show where we actually do the meditation and listen to that. But eventually we'll split that meditation out into an MP3 and put it up on the website for you so you can actually listen to that. I know a lot of people like to do that. So we are ready to get started. So to do this, let me also give out the number for anybody. We're going to be taking callers after this. And if you have any questions or if you want an angel reading or if you have a question about angels or the meditation that we're just about to do, you can call 646-716-9663. So what I'd like you to do is just sit quietly someplace where you're not going to get disturbed. And let me just start by saying this is a meditation to set up a relationship in a way of you connecting with your guardian angels, the two angels that are with you. So what I'd like you to do is find a place where you can sit quietly and not be disturbed. And I want you to just kind of close your eyes and keep your eyes closed until we're done with this meditation. any noises that you hear during this meditation, I want you to allow those noises or outside interferences to basically allow you to go deeper into the meditation. And we can start by just closing our eyes, taking a deep breath, and when you let out that breath, I want you to let go of any stress or intention in the day. You take another deep breath, let it out, let go of any type of problems or thoughts or anything. If you have any thoughts that come in during this process, you can just let them flow through you. Anything that you need to work on will be available after the meditation, so don't worry about forgetting about anything, you'll be fine. And I want you just to kind of relax all parts of your body. Get some of that, that busy mind of yours that's been going so, working so hard today, kind of slow it down a little bit. If you fall asleep during this meditation, that's fine. It's always good if you need sleep that you get the sleep you need. So you can always come back and listen to this meditation. You can listen to this meditation over and over again. And as you do this, it'll actually build up more and more of a connection between you and your guardian angels. As we mentioned, we're looking to connect with two angels today, the two that are the closest to you at all times. And we're actually going to assign some genders to them. And we're going to get some names to them today. And it's important as you get the information today that you don't try to really think about it. You might get a name that comes to your mind for one of the angels, and it might be the same name as your friend or your grandmother, your aunt, or somebody, and you say, hey, you know, that's probably just somebody I was thinking about today. But no, that sometimes it's going to be the most accurate name that's coming forward, and it just happens to be a coincidence that it was someone that you just spoke to or whatever. So don't worry about that. You know, lots of times we discard information because we think about it too much. So just taking another deep breath, allowing your whole body to relax, settling down, relaxing, enjoying some quiet time for a minute. You know, as part of this process, there's going to be a part where I tell you, I want you to think about something you love, and I want you to feel that energy in your heart. When I tell you to think about something you love, it can be someone in your life, it could be an animal, it could be some beautiful scenery or place that you've been. Whatever it is that generates a really high level love feeling in your heart, I want you to think about that right now. I want you to grow that energy in your heart. Sometimes in like this, it would help if you take your right hand and place it on your heart. You can almost feel that love that you're creating. Just breathing regularly, relaxing, totally safe. Feeling that love growing in your heart. I want you to recognize that the angels are always next to you. You can almost envision that they're next to you, but they're separated by a very, very thin wall. You can almost think about that wall that separates the two of you. It's almost like a gap as you're walking through a forest. You're almost like be crossing a river or a stream or something while you're on a trail. Could be a large ravine or something, or a bridge as you cross between two mountains. And as we move to connect with these angels that are next to you, I want you to think about this bridge of light that connects from one side of where you are to the other side of where your angels are, crossing that very, very thin wall. This bridge is made out of the love that you were just creating in your heart that you could feel with your right hand. The bridge is made out of love. At the same time, the bridge is symbolic of raising your vibration, because for you to connect with angels at a higher level, you
you have to reach your vibration to be able to do it. And love is a very good way of raising your vibration in any situation, especially if you're in a place of fear or if you're sick. So what I want you to do is I want you to envision yourself walking across this bridge. If you want, you can have your angels meet you on the bridge halfway, where you can walk over to them. As you walk across this bridge, you can see what looks like two shining lights coming towards you. They get closer and closer to you as you cross the bridge. You can see that they start to form a male and a female. One of these would be representative of the divine male. One of these would be representative of the divine female. It's basically the male and the female energy. These two angels would represent the male and female, even though angels generally don't have a gender. We actually assign them one for the purpose of having this connection with them. As these two angels get closer and closer to you, they're going to start to form into more of what they can look like to you. But more importantly, for both of these angels, you're going to actually feel a certain energy from one of them. You're going to feel an energy from one, you're going to feel an energy from the other. Because for the other side, most of the time, communication and knowing and identification isn't about seeing somebody and noticing how they look. It's actually about how they feel as far as their vibration. You know, either verbally by speaking out loud or inside of your head, I want you to ask the angel on the left-hand side, the female one, ask her what her name is. And the name that comes into your mind will be, it generally comes in pretty quickly. And as I mentioned, you might know it. You might sense it, see it, hear it, get it through symbol, feel it. Whatever way you get it, just accept information, whatever way it comes. Now I want you to turn to the male angel. I want you to ask him what his name is. These are your two guardian angels. So when you come out of the meditation, you will remember both of their names. You can write them down. But you will remember both of their names when you come out of meditation. Now, as you stand here before your two angels, I want you to form love inside your heart again. And I want you to envision that love in your heart growing into a large ball of energy, almost the size of a basketball. I want you to take with you both of your hands this ball of energy from your heart of love. I want you to hand it to the female angel. With this love that you're sending to this angel, you're basically saying, thank you, I love you, I have gratitude for the fact that you're working with me. Wait a moment. The female angel will hand you a very, very large ball, about the size of how tall you are. Because any type of love that you send out will come back tenfold. I want you to take that energy from that angel and I want you to put it inside your heart. And I want you to think about something you love and I want you to create an energy ball the size of a basketball again. Use both of your hands, take that ball of energy out of your heart and hand it to the male angel on the right hand side. With the same meaning and intention as before, I love you, and I have gratitude and thank you for working with me. You wait a moment. The male angel will hand you a ball of energy as tall as you are. I want you to take that energy and put it in your heart. This sharing of love between you and your two guardian angels is going to create a connection between the two of you. It's a love link. It's a love connection between you. And it connects you both at your heart level with a love vibration with your angels. So now you not only have their names, but you also have this very strong connection between them. So after the meditation is over, I'm going to tell you at the end of the meditation what you need to do anytime that you want to connect with these angels. Because now that you have this very love, strong love connection in place, you're not going to need the bridge to be able to communicate with them. But since we're on the bridge, and we have these two angels with us, I'm going to give you a moment to basically ask any questions that you might have that you want an answer to right now. You can ask one of them or both of them or whatever you're comfortable with. I suggest that you start using your names. So you could turn to the female angel and you could say, Mary, what is it that I need to know for my highest good as far as my job rate? And then whatever way you got your information before, you should notice that you start to get information about what you just asked. You can then turn to the male angel and say, Stephen, what is it that I need to know as far as my relationship with my parents? And just listen. So ask any questions that you want of these angels. As we get ready to end this part of the journey with them, I want you to basically thank them. You can give them a hug. You can say anything you want as far as giving thanks for anything. They will then head back to their side of the bridge. You'll head back over to the side of the bridge that you came from. As you walk back and put your foot on the other side, the bridge will disappear. The connection between you and your angels is permanently in place now. The thin wall between the two of you is there as far as you can see it. So you've basically created a direct connection with both of your angels now, and you know their names. So anytime that you want to go back and talk to your angels, you could create the bridge again. That's not a problem. You could use that if that works for you. But the simplest way to do it is just to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. You can do this at work. You can do this on a break. I don't suggest you do it while you're driving. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and call for one of your angels by name. Ask the question and listen for the information. You now have a connection with your angels. So I want you to come back and start to feel yourself back in the chair you're sitting in. Move your hands and your feet. Bring yourself back into your body. Open your eyes when you're ready. Look around at something in the room so you can kind of what we call ground yourself and bring yourself back into the present environment. I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to write down the names of your angels. By gender. Sometimes they have names that are really hard to pronounce, so go ahead and do it with whatever way you can so you can remember it. You might want to write down your questions and the answers that you got, just in case, just like a dream, starts to escape you pretty quickly. And the message I always like to give to people is, remember, your angels are always with you. They're near you. You're never alone. And that ends the end of How to Connect with the Angels meditation. All right. So that's the piece I wanted to do. Thank you, Dr. Connie, for allowing me to share that information with everybody on the radio show tonight.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, we just finished a meditation. You're listening to In Arms and Angels with Dr. Connie. My name's Mark Lawson, and I just completed a meditation on how to connect to your guardian angels. You can go back to the archives and listen to the show. I suggest that you listen to that meditation over and over again. Every time you listen to it, it'll actually build on the last time you've done it and increases your communication with your angels. And we will have that out as a separate MP3 on Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. And it should be up there in about a week. There's an MP3 that you can listen to that'll just be the meditation on how to work with angels. And I'll just go ahead and give out my website really quickly, because I'm going to have a pretty cool thing out there in about 2 days that you can go and pick up. And that is, my website is www.markawawson.com. That's M-A-R-K, initial A, last name Lawson, R-A-W-S-O-N.com. And I am going to have a free video available on my website, probably about 2 days, that will teach you how to connect with your guides. So I'm really happy to make that available to everybody. That will be free. You can also find it on YouTube. And we have a caller. So, Dr. Connie, you ready to take your caller?
I am.
Hi, you're on with Mark and Dr. Connie. How are you?
Hi, good. My name is Yare, and I was wondering, is there good angels and bad angels, is that correct?
Well, Dr. Connie, you want to take that one? I have my own belief about that. So,
there are.
Okay, then in either case, are we not able to command them, i.e. if you get a bad angel, because you called them to yourself, same, if you get a good angel and you really need one, you can ask them to get here right now?
Yes. It's important when you're working. One of the things that you can do when you're working with angels and you open yourself up spiritually, it's always a good idea to ask for protection and to set a very clear intention on, my intention is to connect with my guide or my guardian angels or my higher self or whatever, so that you're very clear about what it is you're going to open yourself up for, and that you're protected and that you know where you're going once you get into that spiritual place.
Yeah. Did you ever think of asking the angels what your name is, if they have a name for you, say going all the way back to the very first coats of skin that were put on man? You were obviously there because the spirit never dies. And what was your name then?
I have not, but you know what? I think that's really cool.
I did that.
I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. What was your name?
Yare.
Yare.
Y-H-A-R-Y, and it's written in stone across the bridge at the gate, across the Great Divide. There's a gate, and it's written in stone right above the gate.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I also find that if you get into a situation where you are working with something, you know, I generally find with the spiritual work that I do,
that if I'm working on something that might be considered kind of dark, I will call in for Archangel Michael to come in and create protection right away. And that just generally comes from a sense of knowing that Archangel Michael can pretty much take care of anything that you could ever come across as far as any type of what we would consider dark energy or entities.
Now, does that Archangel carry a sword?
Yes. Yes, it does. Archangel Michael is known as symbolically the one that you'll see in pictures as carrying the very, very large sword. Lots of times you'll actually see him in pictures showing him actually holding Satan down on the ground. In a lot of biblical pictures. But yes, lots of times I use Archangel Michael a lot when I'm working with, as I mentioned earlier in the show, with cutting energy, negative energy cords between individuals when relationships end. And that's symbolized
because I got a visitation back in 89. I was in the middle. I had a person in my home who had two entities in her. One of them, I got them to write their name down. One of them's name was KLAK, and the other one's name was EXCRIST. And they used to beat her up really bad. And as soon as you opened the door and laid your eyes on her, she'd be sitting in the middle of the floor just perfectly still. I even had the police come to the house searching for those two men that were beating her up. It took me a while to explain to them they weren't going to find them. But while that was going on, I was sleeping one night, and I was awakened. I sat up in the bed. Everybody was asleep. And he came to me, and he said, "Do not look up, for I carry the sword of David, which emanates with the all-life-giving light of God." And I said, "Okay, why have you come to me? I'm not a holy man. I'm not real religious. I don't read the Bible. I don't go to church a lot." And he said, "You will be forgiven for your transgressions." And I said, "Okay," with acceptance. Then he said, "You are charged with a mission beyond life." And I said, "Okay, I accept the mission." And then I felt him drawn away. And, you know, I thought I was going to hear more. He was drawn away. And I said, "How will I know what to do? How will I know what to say?" And he said, "You will know."
Well, thank you for calling in. We're actually just wrapping up the show right now. And thank you for your call. You have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Wow, it's just a powerful story that people have and the experiences they bring. Thank you so much for sharing that story. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up everything. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And you are listening to us on Spiritual Connections Radio. Dr. Connie's website is drconniesays.com. Like I said, check out her website over the next couple of days, and eventually you will see that MP3 up there, plus check out her materials that she has available up on the website. She has an incredible one she wrote on relationships. It has a very interesting twist in the way the information is delivered. I think you really enjoy picking that up. I'm sure all of us could work on relationships in our lives, no matter what they are, personal or romantic. And with that, thank you, Dr. Connie, for another great night and for allowing me to teach the meditation tonight. And you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.